So, Peter, you feeling better?
Yeah, I guess. The doctor just said I'm too stressed out.
Did the doctor give you anything to help, you know, mellow you out?
Los Drogas?
No, he just gave me this link for something called Yacht Rock. This one's called Summer Breeze, and it makes me feel fine.
Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Hello, everyone, and welcome aboard the Yacht Rock Show. Let me introduce my crew, Mr. Joe Carlisle.
Hey, everybody.
And Mr. Samir on the wheel. So, Joe, what do you think about the...
We played that Family Guy clip this week, if you heard. Right? Seth MacFarlane finally got on board.
What twisted thing? He's got such a twisted...
Hey, anybody who says that the Yacht Rock thing is kind of fizzling out or dying
that's good.
Out,
look,
that's,
good?
That's a fresh episode.
It's good for
that's
us.
That's season 18.
Yeah.
Fresh episode.
Hey, I guess he's a fan. Got to try to connect.
I hope so, yeah. Actually try to connect hashtag him.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can connect with him. It's so funny how David Page gets
squashed.
Squashed,
right? It was kind of a takeoff of like it was Poseidon Adventure meets Titanic.
Yeah.
It's all these for the they had the Yacht Rock as the running theme.
It's so funny.
If you didn't see it, guys, it's really cool. Actually, I have to watch the rest of it. I think I only caught a little bit of it.
It's
so who
funny.
Else was in there? Who else represented? I saw Kenny
Loggins. The Bob Welch thing?
Oh, the Bob Welch thing was funny. And you know what? In honor of that episode,
yeah,
we tried to lift a lot of the tunes that you heard. So we'll be playing
Absolutely.
Sentimental Lady later on, right, which is the Bob Welch.
Yeah.
Some Kenny Loggins and some Alan Parsons, you know, the people who were represented in the episode just to pay it homage.
That's right.
But first up.
First up, keeping with the slamming remixes that we've been playing for you folks, here's another one. And I tell you, you know, I really had to think out of the box for this because it's the Carpenters. But I think that they slammed it out of the park, Paul. Joe.
It's great. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, John. Okay. I agree, Frank.
Right.
It's
hey,
definitely
Paul.
Cool. And they took, like, again, it's another one. We're not going to play any junky remix where they kind of took the real track and did something with effects. He got sanctioned.
He got the multi-tracks.
He must have been signed off on by Richard Carpenter.
Absolutely.
For sure. So he actually got to play with that. And
yeah.
It even says.
And it's only one.
He used no additional instrumentation. It's from the original remixes, the original master tracks.
I like what he did,
I
Joe.
I like what he did.
He took away, if you notice, he took away a lot of those background vocals, which made it very busy, right?
Right. Right.
He took away the flute.
That flute section, yeah.
Yeah. The drums, I think, were replaced, but they sound like the original.
No, he says.
Huh?
He didn't add any instrumentation.
Oh,
it's all from the master, original master
okay,
tracks. So you do hear Joe Osborne's bass.
Oh, okay.
He played with a pick, and you hear that there.
Yeah.
It's so cool to hear her voice soloed like that, pretty isolated.
It doesn't need all those background vocals.
It's great. I would love to just hear her vocals standing alone with no instrumentation behind it, just to get a feel for how perfect her intonation is and everything like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
It's great.
So without any further ado, here it is, folks. Check it out. The Reflex revision of We've Only Just Begun.
Thank you.
Yes, and all of the things that I said that I wanted come rushing by in my head when I'm with you. 14 joys and a will to be merry. All of the things that they say are very sentimental. Gentle wind blowing through my life again. Sentimental, really gentle one.
All I need is
sentimental. Said that I wanted come rushing by in my head when I'm with you. 14 joys and a will to be merry. All of the things that they say are very sentimental. Gentle wind blowing through my life again. Sentimental, pretty gentle one.
All I need is
sentimental.
That scene in the Family Guy cracks me up. They're all laying in bed. Hey, man, I heard about Bob Wells.
Sorry about Bob Wells.
I'm so sorry about, you know, listen, man. You know, yeah, I know. Like,
who the blank is who the Bob Wells?
Is Bob Wells? Oh, my God. I was dying.
So that's Bob Wells there, everybody.
That is Bob
you guys
Welsh.
Have listened to the episode.
So
that there
funny.
Was Bob Wells with Sentimental Lady.
That's right. All right.
And up next?
Up next is, let's do, this is a great one. This is produced by Dave Foster. 1984, what's his name, was trying to make a comeback, Bill Withers.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's a great tune. I love it. This is called Oh Yeah. Check it out.
That you care and it gives me but Hi there, this is Janice Siegel.
This is Cheryl Bantine.
This is Alan Paul.
This is Trist Curtis from the Manhattan Transfer.
Here with your host, Eddie Gantz. Keep listening to
Yacht Rock.
Next up, Spice of Life.
This is Certified Yacht Rock.
Hi there. Have you had the pleasure?
Oh. Oh, yes.
Let's get yacht rocking. This is the Yacht Rock Show. You have permission to come aboard. Let's rock the boat.
Right, the toy that lets you create beautiful pictures with light. Work with colorful pegs that glow with light, light bulb not included. Make people, animals, things, and with refills, Bugs Bunny or Bozo the Clown. You can make lots of pretty pictures with Light Bright from Hasbro.
Gonna make it smooth.
is.
Drop it like it's yacht.
It's the Yacht Rock Show.
This is the Yacht Rock Show.
On the Yacht Rock Show.
Lukather, how you doing?
Hey, this is Steve Lukather from Toto, and I'm here with your captain, Eddie Ganz. Next up, Rosanna. Thanks for listening to the Yacht Rock Show.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna, never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me. Rosanna.
Bobby Kimball, he's still my favorite.
Is he your favorite?
Bobby, yeah, bro. Listen, no. Joe Williams
I love Joe Williams.
Joe Williams
it's
is
true.
Amazing.
Bobby was the man
but
from
Bobby
the beginning.
Bobby Kimball, come on,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
What a powerhouse he was
on.
Oh,
one of the best rock and roll voices ever.
Right.
I'm telling you. Up there with also another favorite, Mickey Thomas.
He's got that same tone, right?
Ooh.
He's in the same range
Mickey
as well.
Yeah, up there in the stratosphere,
yeah.
You know? So, Joe, did you know that Marty Balin, remember, is everything all right?
Yeah,
from the same album, there was this great song called Atlanta Lady. Do you remember
this?
Yes,
yes, yes.
Great song.
I heard it recently, actually, on some retro show. Yeah, and I said, well, we got to play that. And I think we did once before.
It's very yachty.
It's very yachty. I'm glad you're playing it again.
Here it is, folks. Marty Balin with Atlanta Lady.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Carrick here with your captain, Eddie Gantz. Thanks for listening and stay tuned to the Yacht Rock Show. Next up from my album, Blue Views, it's Eyes of Blue.
I don't know.
Hello, Yacht Rockers. You're tuned in to The Smooth. It's the greatest yacht rock from coast to coast and worldwide. This is The Yacht Rock Show. Connect with us and find The Yacht Rock Show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And contact us at yachtrockshow@gmail.com. The Yacht Rock Show is a podcast. You listen when you want. Look under podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, and Pandora Music. Now, back to The Smooth.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Andes from Firefall. I'm here with your host, Eddie Gans, reminding you to keep listening to the sounds of the 70s and 80s right here, just for you, on the Yacht Rock Show. Next up, just remember, I love you.
When it all goes crazy and the thrill is gone, the days get rainy and the nights get long, when you get that feeling you were born to lose, staring at your ceiling, thinking of your blues. When there's so much trouble that you wanna cry, the world has crumbled and you don't know why. When your hopes are fading and they can't be found, dreams will let you waiting, friends will let you down. Just remember I love you and it'll be alright.
Quarter Flash, remember Hard in My Heart?
Really?
I think it ends with that same kind of, because she was a sax player, right? The girl from Quarter Flash.
Yeah, I know.
So it has that same, I think they
I'm
did the same kind of thing.
My heart.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back and check that out. See if I can AB that.
So I love Firefall. Isn't that great?
Yeah, they're great. They remind me of Poco.
Yeah,
I always got them mixed up. I don't know if they sound the same. Do you think they sound the same?
Definite similarities.
Yeah, okay.
So
it wasn't just a
No. I could understand
era thing that I was.
No, no. I could understand why you would get them confused
because cool.
they do sound similar.
Yeah.
So here's a good one, Joe, from 1979, Bell and James. Bell, I think I forget his. That's one of the guys. He's related to Gamble and Huff.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So talented. These guys had a huge hit with this "Living It Up" Friday night. But, you know, it's one of those disco songs that fall into the yachty category, you know?
Great.
Yeah, you're going to love this. I love the arrangement.
You know, I meant to ask you before, did you see the Netflix documentary on Clive Davis?
No, I didn't see that.
You got to check that out. Yeah,
what,
you mentioned Gamble and Huff. They're in it. It's Clive Davis. Just look up Clive Davis.
Oh, I
it's the
see
only
that.
One. Yeah, you got to see it.
Ooh.
They go through so it's like 2 hours long.
It's only on Netflix?
It's only on Netflix.
Oh,
but you
okay.
mentioned Gamble and Huff. They appear in it, too.
So these guys, they wrote stuff for a lot of people. Elton John. In fact, Elton John did a bunch of their songs.
On that Disco Victim of Love album?
No. It's that other album that the Tom Bell Sessions.
Hmm.
And they did.
Oh, and that's Tom Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then,
No, it's not Tom Bell.
No, don't confuse it. No.
Oh, that's very confusing.
But There's a three-way love affair. That's when Mama Can't Buy You Love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Mama Can't Buy You Love.
Yeah. So this is great, folks. You're going to love this. Again, this is Bell and James, Living It Up Friday Night. Get down.
Jump in the ride. Ooh, ooh, ooh. mind is dreaming, I'm somewhere else. Can't seem to shake it. I miss the feeling, having fun. No way to fake it.
Hi, this is Robbie Dupree. Keep listening to Yacht Rock here with your host, Eddie Gans. Next up is Hot Rod Hearts.
Did you hear that?
Wow, it's so smooth. Keep it right here on the Yacht Rock Show. Oh, by the way, this next one is extra smooth just for you.
My way, you fill my every day with love. I think I'll stay around. Your sweet love has brought new life to me, a pair of eyes to see, so I don't have to dream about.
That's from the same album, Love, Let's Go Round Again, with David Foster producing, you know?
That
sounds like, what's his name?
Playing Average White Band. That's, Average White Band, folks. The Pick Up the Pieces guys?
Yeah.
Average White Band, all white guys from England.
Yeah.
Alan Gorey was the bass player. I'm not sure if that was him, but if it is, props to him, because it's a nice little slap great, line for 1980.
1980, that's a great album.
And Harry Stewart's
in there. That disco song, Let's Go Round Again. And then this song, too. For You, For Love. What a beauty.
Yeah, that's a great song. We may have played that already.
Maybe.
Long time ago.
Tell me that ain't yachty as hell.
I almost remember, listening to that bass part and thinking if Alan Gorey could pull that off. But good for him if he did.
That yachty as hell?
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay.
So this is it, everybody.
This is it. Let's end with, we're going to leave you with
an appropriate tune.
Yeah.
Since this is it.
Kenny Loggins.
This is it.
We'll catch you on the next Yacht Rock Show. Bye.
my life. I've been wondering why. Still somehow I believe we'd always survive. Now I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? What's left to
you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.